Hello, my little ice crystals. This is Sophia.
And Birch.
And we are here to review the FNAF movie.
Okay, let's get into this. All right, you go first, babe. Just tell the fans what you thought of the FNAF film.
I'm going to go into detail.
Do your little tangent, because I know you give a crap.
I have so much emotions.
Okay, rock on. Go.
Okay, so here's the positive.
Singular positive, mind you.
No, that there's a few positives.
Okay.
I did try to make it seem like there was one, though.
Just continue.
I liked the referencing.
Alright, yeah.
I liked the referencing and the cameos.
Yeah.
And I also liked the, how they used actual fucking animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. And I loved the music, like the soundtrack and stuff.
Yeah. I think they used the songs they used licensed songs very sparingly, but what they did use actually was relevant to the goddamn plot instead of just like, oh, we're going to throw just a random song in here because, hey, we've got to pay our people. No, they used pretty much only one genuinely licensed song, which I was kind of okay with because it actually serves the plot in a meaningful way, I'd say.
Mm-hmm, agreed. But what's it called? Now here's the negatives.
Also, the acting wasn't too bad. Cut some slack. Acting wasn't so bad. Kind of. It's a gray area.
No, the acting wasn't very good. So when it comes to that movie, I have very strong emotions because of one thing in particular. By the way, there are many spoilers.
Yeah,
spoiler many
view.
Spoilers because what's it called? I am the spoiler queen.
Indeed.
The spoiler royalty because
bow down.
Because non-binary.
Indeed. So continue.
Okay, so my gripe. I would have to say that the movie really sucked because of how many dream sequences there were. And how little plot there was. When I mean plot, I mean very little, like, there wasn't much going on in the movie.
Yeah.
At all.
See, okay, I'll give my opinion on this. I will agree the dream sequences were fucking stupid. They were just not good. Did they serve the plot in any way? Kind of, but they could have done it differently.
No, they just put one plot point, and that's it.
Yeah, the movie was very...
And then by the end, they had another plot point.
Yeah. The movie was very light on plot. Another problem I think a lot of people, at least that Sophia and I had, was that the main actor, Josh Hutcherson, I think is the guy's name, I think. I don't know. You don't know actors, I kind of do.
I do not know actors.
The guy from the fucking Hunger Games. Besides the point.
Wait, who is he on the Hunger Games? Is he on...
PETA.
He's PETA?
He's PETA.
PETA. I was literally just thinking to myself how PETA was hot.
Hey, PETA,
but like,
you want a PETA?
Him inside that one, no.
They made him scrubby. Besides the point.
They made him scraggly, not in the good way.
Not in the fun, happy. I want to date him because he's kind of cute, but
that's
he needs scrunchly. To wash it. He needs to wash his ice. He does. He sweats like a fucking hell, like a fuck ton in that movie.
No, he's babe, constantly he sweats in every movie.
He does. He drips like a fucking lot of sweat. Like you could probably fill up an Olympic sized swimming pool with how much that fucker sweats in that movie. Holy hell!
Let's hope he's drinking water.
Hopefully. But, so, the only way I feel like the dream sequences would have made sense is the only way I feel like if they kept him in, okay, fine, cool, whatever. All they would have had to do is, because we see him take sleeping pills. If they made the sleeping pills...
By the way, he's sleeping throughout the entire movie.
He really is. That's how the story gets pushed on, because the story is fucking abysmal.
It really is.
That's my main gripe. Everything else was
cool. There's no character development. There's no nothing.
The best I think you see is Mike, Josh Hutcherson.
I thought it would be more interesting if it stayed true to the games and just had him looking at the fucking things.
But that's boring.
That would have been more interesting than the fucking, what's it called?
Look, okay.
Than the fucking dream sequence that's like the most cryptic thing ever.
Okay, here, this is, okay, now it's time for Birch's little filmmaker moment. I love you, babe. But I would not watch a movie of some fucking dude.
No, dude, sitting dude.
No, let me finish.
It wouldn't be going the whole time.
Let me please finish. I would be bored as fuck watching a movie of some fucking dude sitting in an office for 2.5 hours.
Babe, we watched a movie of a dude sleeping for 2.5 hours. Is that better?
Sort of. But here, the one thing I wish, if they're gonna, you know, the dream sequences, if they explained them better of why he has these weirdest pissed dream sequences, if they explained it away that the sleeping pills he takes gave him hallucinations and shit, and
that
made his dreams
so much
really,
better.
Really fucked off, all they would have had to do is just throw in an extra two to three second fucking shot of him looking at the pill bottle, turning it around, and you see the side effects.
I have another thing. They should have made the movie rated R. I do not care about the children for this.
Okay. Don't worry. Thankfully, Blu-ray.
I don't think that's going to happen.
They straight up said it.
Okay, so we'll most likely do another review for that.
Probably. Because they're also doing picture-in-picture for the Blu-ray.
We'll do another review on the uncensored one. Mm-hmm.
The picture-in-picture version, you want how much...
Is this still fucking dream sequences on a constant?
Sadly, yes.
Because the dream sequences is literally my gripe.
But you want to know what makes it better, though?
What?
We get an extra, I think, 5 to 10 minutes of content in the unrated version.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm fine with. From what I heard, apparently that one chick's death scene where she gets bitten by Freddy.
You see the whole thing.
And she doesn't get bitten in half. You watch her get limbed from limbed.
Ooh.
She doesn't just get bitten in half. No. That's too quick and easy.
Let's watch her get uncomfy because of horror movies.
Yeah, by the way, massive horror movie fan, so there's that.
I don't like horror movie fans, specifically the ones that are, what's it called? Very gory. It's not entirely
like chillers.
No, I like psychological.
Or
even though
chillers.
Those scare the shit out of me anyways.
More?
Yes, because those are more realistic.
Psychological horror is scarier. Simply for the fact that you never quite know if everything's going on.
No, not that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know if it will happen to you.
Indeed. But no, chillers are stuff like the old Universal Monster movies. Stuff mm-hmm. like Dracula, Frankenstein, Invisible
Man. I don't like those.
Because they're boring?
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm going to watch an old school horror movie, I'm going to pick something from the Universal catalog simply for the fact that at least I can sit down and watch it and not get queasy.
I'm not as big of a fan of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I love horror video games.
Five Nights, bring it back around.
Love Bendy and the Ink Machine. I love Five Nights at Freddy's. I like Poppy Playtime.
Poppy Playtime, I really know nothing about.
Poppy Playtime is actually quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. What's that one?
I never hyperfixated on it, it doesn't mean that it's not like inside my radar.
What's that one that was like that came out a couple years ago?
Which one?
It was the one that was basically what if Furbies could kill you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, so. Yes and no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes and no. I don't know what you're talking about, but I kind of do because I remember seeing it.
I've got the image in my head of what the main, like, thing looked like. It looked like if a Furby fucked a cat. You're welcome for that image. And then that's what kind of popped out.
The worst part is I watch cursed Furby content, which makes it a million times worse.
It's funnier. By the way, my mom sent me a cursed Furby video.
I know, which is one and it's from the same one.
Exactly, which is one I've already
seen. Did you tell her that?
No, but I might.
You should tell her that I send you all of those, and you've seen almost all of them.
Yeah. One thing I will give Five Nights at Freddy's, this is a filmmaking thing as well, is yes, the plot is very light, and yes, the plot makes very little fucking sense.
But that's
sense.
Also Five Nights at Freddy's movies, not movies, games in general.
The games, you have to sit there and nitpick everything.
But
that's my problem.
But they're very interesting.
They are interesting, but I'm sorry, I don't want to have to sit there for 3 fucking hours trying to decipher if a code on a wall actually plays into,
You mean kind of like how Gravity Falls did that shit?
But at least Gravity Falls made it kind of interesting.
But that's also because it's a show.
Yeah.
There's a difference between if it's a show and a game.
A video game, yeah. But no,
horror games, that's kind of not out of the ordinary.
Fair. But at least Benny and the Ink Machine was a little bit more,
it was very fucking cryptic.
It was a little more upfront than Five Nights at Freddy's was.
No, it was very cryptic, especially the ending. There's spoilers for this game, so you guys are aware.
Oh, Joey Drew or something, his name?
Like I said, spoilers. So it's when the dude wakes up and it was just a dream.
That's stupid. I hate that ending.
So do I.
Any ending where, it was all a dream.
I'm sorry, I farted, so I'm going to
Open
the door.
Thanks for the heads up. I hate, this is a general thing. This is Birch griping again. I hate dream endings simply for the fact that it feels like...
It's just like my most hated book.
I hate it simply for the fact that it feels like no matter what happened in the film, it feels like, okay, well, guess what? That wasn't real at all. So we're going to learn nothing from this. Enjoy. The only movie that made it work in any semblance of a way, even though, let's make fun of me for loving this movie.
The Wall?
No, Wizard of Oz.
Okay, I was about to say.
Wizard of Oz was the first movie to do it in any proper format to make it actually worth
That's also a hyperfixation of yours.
What, Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Not really. I enjoy the Wizard of Oz, but I enjoy it simply for the fact that I like the world of it. It's like,
Your hyperfixation wasn't Wizard of Oz. It was, Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Willy Wonka.
Both of the Willy Wonka movies were a hyperfixation of yours.
See,
he doesn't want to see the Wonka movie.
Yeah, the one with Timothy Chalamet. Simply for the fact that I'm sorry, seeing Hugh Grant as a fucking Oompa Loompa was stupid. I'm sorry. Timothy Chalamet, fantastic actor. I've seen him in the new Dune movie. Perfectly fine actor. He plays actually the main character, Paul Atreides, really goddamn well. Plays him with some genuine reverence. But I'm sorry, they're trying to fit Timothy Chalamet, who is a classically trained actor, by the way. They're trying to fit him into the fucking. They're trying to fit a square peg into a. They're trying to pound a square peg into a goddamn round hole. Said round hole is they're trying to make him be the younger version of the Gene Wilder Wonka, and I'm sorry, that's fucking stupid. It just is because of the fact that I'm sorry, Willy Wonka in the original movie, he has a look on his face like he knows for a fact that these kids might not be leaving his factory alive. If they can explain why Willy Wonka becomes this paranoid shut-in and only opens his doors because, holy fuck, he might have a gray hair. if they can explain why he does that, fine. Cool. I'll eat my goddamn words. But I'm sorry. The way that they've decided to advertise the film in its trailer makes it look like they're just trying to make another whimsical family film that's going to make a bajillion goddamn dollars and gonna piss out a bunch of fucking sequels but all it is at the end of the day is just, who is it? I think it's Warner Brothers who owns it's Warner Brothers who owns the rights. It's Warner Brothers making a fucking Wonka movie just so they could keep their greedy little fucking hands on the rights to Willy Wonka.
Have it on the chokehold.
They do. They have it in a permanent stuck chokehold. And I hate it because Willy Wonka is an interesting concept. The world is cool. We've gotten Jack Diddley squat with it. The 2005 movie was cool, and I think a lot of people don't give it enough reverence.
Because I actually really liked that one.
It's closer to the original book. The only problem is
everybody's... I hate how in the older one...
The 71
version. It just stops in the elevator.
Well, I mean, that's where the book ends.
Shh. It makes it better the way they ended it in the 2005.
I would have to so much disagree. I do think that
I don't like endings that have a, we're just going to leave it to the imagination.
Yeah.
I hate endings like that.
Fair,
because then it just has many, like, loose ends.
Mm-hmm. But see, sometimes
loose, explained.
Sometimes loose ends need to be kind of left untied. So sometimes loose ends, just leave them be. Because sometimes you can ruin a film by tying up all the loose ends. Because there's sometimes... When there's loose ends, sometimes the fans come up with better endings than the fucking writers could. Sometimes the loose ends are just to have, you know, the movie-going masses walk out of the theater and say, I wonder what happened next. Let me create my ending.
It's like fucking Submergence.
Yeah, perfect example.
I fucking hate that movie.
I was thinking of Subnautica. I'm stupid.
No, Submergence. That's the movie that traumatized me a few weeks ago that I explained to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told me about that.
The one that I'm just like, how dare?
Indeed. But no, so, that, we're talking about Finance of Freddy's. What the hell did we get on Willy Wonka? Sorry. That was my little side tangent. Back to Finance of Freddy's. One thing I will give the film was, with the exception of Josh Hutcherson, the rest of the actors were okay.
No, I gotta say, that scene with Vanessa and him, like, talking to each other on, like, that little stream creek area.
That was
so boring.
It was
boring. I literally dissociated so hard.
I will say this, though, it did at least serve a purpose.
I dissociated so hard and stopped paying attention.
Honestly, yeah. That's valid. I can understand it. But no.
If a movie cannot keep my attention,
mm-hmm.
I generally think that that's not a movie that's easy to follow. Because I follow very easy plots.
All right. Any other films that are like that for you? That you just like, the plot became too contrived for you to understand
It's not entirely too contrived or anything. It's more like...
Convoluted is the word, not contrived.
No, it's more like, it just very dulled.
Yeah.
It was a very dull, very boring...
Very colorless fucking movie.
No, I'm not saying by visuals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the dialogue.
Yeah, the dialogue.
The dialogue was very boring.
Very bland. But you know who does save that film? Matthew fucking Lillard.
Afton.
Matthew Lillard, holy fuck knuckles, Batman. This man.
Is he the one who plays Afton?
Yes.
I fucking love.
This man.
He's hot.
He's a very good-looking man. But what I was going to say is, well, they could have picked any other... If they picked any other actor to play William Afton, it wouldn't have sold as well.
I know.
And you want to know why I think picking...
because he's perfect for it?
Why picking Matthew Lillard specifically to play William Afton works so goddamn well?
Because he's perfect for it?
Sort of. It's because of his character from the first Scream film, which is the movie that got him famous, by the way. That, or I think it was either that or Punk's, it's SLC Punk. His character, Stu, from Scream, that's all William Afton really is. It's just Stu study robotics.
If only they had animators who were able to animate, like, me and you doing the, doing our, like, voiceover.
Indeed.
And if only, like, we had animators to, like, animate us doing it, so then we could have, like, a animated movie review.
Indeed. But no, so... No, like, they...
That'd be fun.
But Matthew Lillard as William Afton works because Matthew Lillard can play about four roles. He played four characters, okay? He can play dumbass. He can play really wickedly smart. Look to films like 13 Ghosts. He can play nonconformist. Look at his character from SLC Punk. And he can play batshit fucking crazy.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
Did you know that last name's Tilly?
Jennifer Tilly.
Okay, I had to make sure that I had the first name right. I did. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's in As Told by Ginger.
Yeah, I knew that.
I did not know this. Yeah. She's in, like, the final episode.
Yeah. But no,
sorry, that was a complete side tangent, and that was, like, literally, like, me, because I forgot to talk to you about that when I watched it. Can you stop fucking with that? I don't want it to fucking go a limp on me. It doesn't need to be a limp dick.
Indeed. Context, everyone. I'm fucking with a
We're in my car, by the way. Literally, when we were, like, doing the Trolls movie review.
We just left the theater. And
like, we are in the movie theater parking lot.
Yeah. But.
At, like, 12:30 at night.
Indeed. But no, so back to my little tangent. Matthew Lillard plays stupid, crazy.
Can you put that upwards, please? Thank you.
Stupid, crazy, nonconformist, and wickedly smart. Those are the four main, like, archetypes that Matthew Lillard plays really fucking well. And by the way, the one that I didn't mention of the stupid category was obviously our Lord and Savior, Norville Shaggy Rogers. From the Scooby-Doo movies.
I love him.
He does play him. But Matthew
Lillard... Please don't hit my car. Please. Please don't hit my car. I will fucking stab you.
Okay. Matthew Lillard plays two of the archetypes in the in FNAF.
I've been scared of that car.
I know. He plays the batshit crazy, but he also plays the intelligent as fuck. And the fact that any reason to get Matthew Lillard to scream and be, you know, Matthew Lillard is always a good time.
You're scared of my brain.
Indeed. So we get... I'm sorry, hearing Matthew Lillard yell, "I'll be back! I always come back!" I'm sorry. I'm sitting there thinking, well then, Chucky, tell me more! Because I'm sorry...
No, not Chucky. I got another one.
What?
What's his face? Freddy Krueger.
No, Freddy Krueger.
Jason.
Jason doesn't talk.
I'm saying who always comes back.
Yeah, you're missing one more. Michael Myers.
That's who I meant. I said Jason, that's who I meant.
Yeah, Jason, Freddy, and Michael, you got two right.
No. When I was saying the people.
Yeah.
I meant Michael Myers.
And Michael Myers don't talk either, so.
No, that's the face that I had in my brain, though.
Oh, was the William Shatner mask?
Yeah. Okay, that's the one that I had in my brain when I said Jason. Yeah. Sorry, people. I don't know the images of, like, majority. Okay, so I know the images of.
Horror movie characters, but you don't know
the names. No. Don't interrupt me with this. Okay. So I know the characters, like, what they look like Jason and Freddy. Not Jason! It's Michael Myers! I know the look of Michael Myers!
You're clipping the audio, babe. Relax.
I love you.
I love you, but stop clipping the goddamn audio.
I'm not clipping it.
You're screaming. Moving on.
I love
but you. your point still stands. You have the image in your head, but you just don't quite have the names correct.
Yes, that.
You get Jason and Michael flipped. Jason's the guy who runs around the forest chasing hot chicks in skimpy uniforms with a hockey mask and a machete. Michael's the guy who walks around.
I almost said something that I will tell you after the fucking stream.
Michael Myers is the guy who chases around fucking Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay.
Fuck off. Context, everyone.
No, I'm not. No, don't.
fine.
But you can't say that's not funny.
It is a little funny. but no. So, William Afton, if they honestly, I think instead of making a movie, they should have just fucking made a show. I feel like they could have done a lot more for FNAF with a fucking TV show instead. Get Blumhouse to do it. Get the whole cast who was in the movie. Okay, maybe pick somebody else to play Mike, but get the rest of the cast that was in the movie. Get them to just do a TV show. Matthew Lillard would probably do it. Fuck, he does Scooby-Doo all the goddamn time. It's like he can't just do another goddamn show. So it wouldn't be hard to get them to do it.
But he also wasn't on screen that much.
Fair, but due to William Afton, what they did with Gideon in Scott Pilgrim, where he shows up on occasion to kind of menace the main cast.
I wish they kind of made like the original Scott Pilgrim
into a show.
Yes, the original Scott Pilgrim plot. I wish they would have had both of them. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because then you would have the images of. You would have the animated images of the original universe, mm-hmm. and then you can make that into the images of intertwine the shows.
That could be interesting.
You could literally make it like a interdimensional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like timeline.
Mm-hmm. But back to our little topic of FNAF, they should have just made it a TV show and had William Afton just kind of. He comes in, doesn't really say anything, but you always know he's the one pulling the strings behind the scenes.
I was about to say that wouldn't work, but technically it would be based on...
Even if you just use the voiceover.
No, it would work. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Season 1, game 1. Right. Season 2, game 2. And it just goes on.
Yeah, but that's a lot of fucking seasons and it takes
not
a lot
really.
Of Are you sure about that?
8 seasons.
My point still stands. If they were to do 8 seasons of this show, they wouldn't be able to go in as much detail as they could.
Dude, there's a new FNAF game out.
Oh, criminy. Okay, what is it this time?
This one's Help Wanted 2.
Oh, Christ.
Okay. So, you repair the animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have Sun.
Oh.
They have Sun, and you do arts and crafts with him. And I'm just like...
Yeah.
By the way, I haven't seen any of the gameplay.
For those who don't know, Sophia is absolutely horny for Sun and Moon.
I'm not horny for them.
Are you sure about that?
No, I used to. Indeed. No, I just want to severely date them.
Right. Right. Severely date. Yes.
No, I just want
to... You want Robodick.
I'm ace.
You want Robodick.
The sex scenes are written by my editor.
Former
inside editor. Inside my Sun and Moon X reader.
Yeah.
They are written by yes, the former editor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how to write sex.
I don't either.
Cause let's be honest. I just don't know how to write that stuff.
No, don't.
Because, what's it called? I don't like sex.
Valid. But, no, so...
Or have interest.
True. But, see, if they're going to take any of the FNAF games and make it into a show, honestly, I feel like Security Range would be kind of cool.
I would fucking
because
love
if
that.
They could do so, but the problem is with characters like Sun and Moon... They wouldn't be able to do it. They wouldn't be able to do it practically,
yeah,
because of Sun and Moon's body type.
Yeah, they would.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. How? Okay, explain.
They used animatronics.
I get that part, but you have to remember those animatronics still have people inside the bodies.
Not Sun and Moon.
I'm aware of that, but in the movie, and if they were ever to make a show version. Those animatronics still have people inside them. So, they're just robotic heads at that point. So Sun and Moon would have to be either a practical digital mix or just flat out done digitally. Moreover, I think what they would have to do is they'd have to basically just lop off his head, because they are the same body. They'd have to basically lop off the head and just use the body as a practical effect, and then from the neck up, they just make a digital head.
Why would they have a digital head? Do you want to know why?
Because their neck is thin. Their neck's too thin to be used as an animatronic head.
No, not really.
Yes, really.
You could just make it a little more realistic.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, then again, if we're talking FNAF and realism, that's a whole... Those are like fucking universes apart, so I'm sorry. The animatronics in the FNAF games do not look like animatronics that would be in a fucking...
Dude.
Pizzeria in the 80s. Dude. They're too goddamn creepy.
Do you want to know what the most cringe scene is inside the FNAF movie?
What?
The dream sequence where the children are just cutting him.
Yeah.
That is the most cringe thing ever. Dumb. I was like, oh god, this is cringe. How did they, like, approve this?
Yeah. No, so just, there was a lot there that, like, that could have
been
done.
There was so
much
potential. But that potential was lost.
That potential could have been...
I will be looking forward to seeing, like, what they do with the second movie. Mm-hmm. I really hope that it's better, because this first movie kind of really sucked.
Yeah. But then again, people went and seen it. You know, I hope you realize, nobody gives two shits about the plot, because all they care about is...
I give shits about the plot, though.
The problem is, though, is, yes, you may, but guess what? Joe Schmo down the street... who went and seen it with his fucking kid, because he was dragged to see it by his kid, because his kid probably watched YouTube videos of it, is not going to give two fucks about the plot, because
if
all
they watched YouTube videos, it was most likely
Markiplier
and or Game Jack. Theory.
Yeah, Markiplier, Jack, Game Theory, PewDiePie, kind of.
I'm not sure if PewDiePie did it.
I think he might have.
PewDiePie is a dad.
He is.
And so I feel is Peanut old.
Butter Gamer. So is Peanut Butter Gamer.
When did he become one?
A couple weeks ago.
He lives in our state.
He's a fresh dad. Besides the point. He's got a fresh baby. But no, so the movie could have been a lot better. I'm not sure if you're okay with this, but I'm going to introduce my little dumb rating system. For Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie, I give it a solid 3-ish stars. I'm not going to say 3.5. I'm going to say 3-ish.
I'm going to say 2. Oh,
because 3 is kind of pushing it, but I'll be nice.
I'm going to say 2.
Yeah. And also,
I give it 2 stars because what's it called? I loved the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I loved the animatronics.
Right.
The
little kid actress was kind of fun, and also Matthew Lillard. You can.
They didn't use her enough. They did in the movie.
They didn't use her enough.
But that also might be child labor laws.
That's part of it, I think. Plus the fact that I don't think anybody wants to see a kid get killed on screen. So that's fun.
Why would she get killed? Oh yeah, they wanted to put her inside the animatronic.
There you go. Now you're thinking. Yeah. Now you're thinking. Now you're thinking of portals. But no. Yeah. So
wait.
The only reason why I give it 3 stars is because for the exact
same... Why wasn't his brother?
His brother's
one of
Golden
the animatronic?
Freddy.
His brother was a Golden Freddy?
His brother's Golden Freddy.
Okay.
I
forgot about that.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, it gets 3 stars for me because it gets a star for the soundtrack, a star for the animatronics themselves, because I'm sorry... With the exception of maybe Dark Crystal, and it's a TV show, which, I'm sorry, the TV show sucked too. Jim Henson Creature Shop is always great. They are always really good.
I give it a 2.1.
2.1? Wow, that's stretching it. And then it also gets
a
star.
Do you want to
know why? Why?
The tiny, tiny little microscopic point goes for the cameos.
Yeah.
Because the cameos were...
Were great.
The cameos were great.
I was going to say it gets an extra star for me.
Especially seeing your sister's reaction to all of them.
The other star is because, I'm sorry, Matthew Lillard is the saving grace of that movie.
That's where the first star comes from.
Matthew Lillard is the saving grace. He gets one star just like that.
Yes.
It's baseline. He's Matthew fucking Lillard. Just give him a star just for that.
He's hot. He was really good.
Mm-hmm. He plays and crazy.
He was... Okay. That was literally the only good part of the movie.
Well, yeah. Just let Matthew... crank up Matthew Lillard's crazy level and watch him fucking fly. Simple
as that. It was great.
Just as that.
We love him.
Yeah, so it gets a star for animatronics, a star for the soundtrack, and a star for Matthew fucking Lillard.
Yes.
It loses stars because the acting from the other main characters was stiff, and the plot was very lackluster. That's why it gets two stars. The plot of
Abby getting taken away.
Mm-hmm.
That was very unimportant.
It really didn't play into the proceedings all that much. You think it would? You think that'd be like the big main catalyst? But no, of course not.
Literally, the movie was very not well thought out.
Not really, no. Another thing that I will give.
There were no stakes at hand.
No, the stakes were very, very low. Another thing I did enjoy, along with, that's why I said 3-ish, was it gets the ish star. It's a 3.2 on mine, simply for the fact that the cameos and the balloon boy jump scares. Those fucking balloon boy jump scares.
I forgot about the balloon boy ones. Those were great.
Those were fantastic. The gore was also really lackluster as well, so it kind
of... The gore was. But like I said, we will be giving another review once the R-rated one comes out.
Yeah.
And I really do hope that...
We get more gore.
No. I really do hope that the movie will get more stars from us.
Yeah.
Because what? I love FNAF.
Mm-hmm.
I love FNAF. I see there's a lot of potential. It's just there was a lot of lackluster stuff in it.
Indeed. So...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, any final thoughts on that one?
No, that was my final thought.
That's your final thought? All right.
Do you?
My final thought is, Scott Cawthon, for the love of everything that is holy, please write something better next time. Fuck!
I would 100% agree.
We've been waiting a decade for this shit. Give us something
or just give us a game to watch. Or just give us another good game.
Yeah, fair. When was the last actually good game? With the exception of Security Breach. Security Breach
is hot garbage, and I am highly aware of it, and I love it
to
death.
It's that fun kind of hot garbage.
No, I just love how there's so many glitches, and do not fucking mess with that. I see you reaching.
Yeah, no. There's just... Scott Cawthon, please, for the love of everything that is holy... Give us either a way better fucking movie next time, or give us an actually decent fucking game. Because, damn it, us fans need it. Oh, also, it gets I'll bump up my rating to 3.5 stars because I thought the actual filming, a lot of the shots I thought were really interesting.
Okay, so... I think making the film would have been a lot of fun.
It would have been. I think there was a lot of fun on that film set.
And I will give them credit for that because it does look like it would have been a very fun film to film.
Indeed. It looked like it would have been a very fun movie to film, but you know Matthew Lillard had it. That suit that he was in must have been fucking hot.
You saw him sweating.
Yeah, he's sweating his ass off.
No, that's a second pool.
No, you can
no,
totally
that's
tell,
a kiddie pool.
You can totally tell that set was fucking hot.
It looked like all of them were pretty sweaty.
Yeah, but I think they could play that into the proceeding simply for the fact that very high stress situation leads to sweating. But in the case of Mike, I'm sorry. When he's sitting on the fucking couch watching TV and he's sweating like a sinner in church, that's a problem.
Like a sinner in church.
You need to go get your ass checked.
Like he's about to do confession.
You need to go get your ass checked because you got fucking something there. Because if you're sweating while you're sitting on the couch, Fuck, dude.
Unless it's like summer.
Unless it's summer, which I'm sorry, it didn't look like summer to me, so I don't think that was.
It looked like fall.
Yeah, fall, maybe. Early spring, maybe as well.
Maybe.
But yeah, that's my final thought. You got anything else? Or are you pretty much done?
Oh, by the way, the thing that he's messing with is one of my air vents in my car. And by the way, I have a really old car. It's like 2006. It may not sound that old, but it's actually quite old. And my car, it has a tendency of breaking down, especially like majority of this entire year.
So,
like, I've had to bring it in every single month of this year for something. So, like, him messing with my air vent, I don't want the air vent to go limp.
Baby, it's a movie review, not time to gripe about
merch. No, I'm trying to get them context behind, like, what I'm complaining to you about.
Give them context. It's okay. Okay.
I love you.
I love you too. All right, that's our dumb film review of Five Nights at Freddy's.
We are not sorry we went on tangents. We are ADHD.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, goodbye, my little ice crystals. I love you.
Later.